RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hour number two of the show, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
And by the way, you figured it out. It was Memphis Bleak.
Memphis Bleak, like that. I think that's like, and I love the beginning.
You know
what time it is. Yeah, we know what time it is. 6:02.
I was listening to Janelle Monáe. I liked that on the way in, and I love that intro.
Really?
It's funny that it was like that. It's so good. That is a great song.
It is. Zach Eflin, not his best outing, not his best year, I should say, last year. Only had 14 starts. ERA 5.93, the highest since 2017, but we know he was hurt. He only had 50 strikeouts and 71 in the third innings. He'll be 32 in, I think, this upcoming season, right before the season begins, he'll be 32?
Yeah,
April 8th, right after the season starts. I misspoke, Jeremy. You asked me when would he be ready, and I said May. Zach Eflin in a Zoom call said that he's going to throw his first bullpen session January 6th. He says he's hoping to be ready for opening day.
It's interesting.
Yes, very interesting. I thought this was like one of those $10 million insurance policies. I even heard someone on MLB Network Radio call it that yesterday. But this Zoom call from Eflin reveals something different. He underwent a lumbar
a brachiotomy
procedure in August.
A brachiotomy. Yeah, spinal.
And if he's not ready opening day, like he says, we at least know it won't be May.
But you know what I love about this? And all the people, including some of the people that we work with, tweeting, hey, if this is just a move to add and, to move forward and there's another piece coming, then this is a great move. But if not, I'm not happy. And it's like, all right, come on, guys. Like, you've said this about every signing so far. Hey, Pete Alonso's great, but if we don't get starting, oh, we got to start. Yeah, but Shane Boz, you still got to get another start. They get another starter, and it's like, yeah, but that's not enough. And I'm not disagreeing that they shouldn't get another pitcher.
Just tell us who you want.
Yeah, just stop with the nonsense. Like, They're not going to keep doing this. They've spent money. They've been in on every big free agent and offered as much money or more money than everyone else so far.
Who's the ace for the Marlins that they're now in on now?
So it was Sandy Alcantara and Edward Cabrera.
Cabrera.
But they said they were out on Cabrera because the asking price was too high and that the Orioles and Astros were backing out. Now, is that posturing? Like, hey, you guys are asking for too much. We're out of here. And then they come back to the table. Sure, that's a possibility. But whatever they were asking for, and I've said all along, like, I'm kicking the tires with Milwaukee and I'm going, hey, what does it take to get Freddie Peralta off your hands?
You've been on that one.
I think he slides right into the front of the rotation. And again, sitting here going, oh, well, you've already got five starters. I don't care, man.
No.
I don't care.
When you go into the year with five starters, you don't have enough starters.
Yep.
You don't have enough. You got to get more starters. You know, you should have six starters, seven starters.
And I'm sure even though Eflin's saying he's ready by the beginning of the year, I'm sure they're finagling something unless somebody else has something barking at the beginning of the year. Because we've said this before, usually in the first month of the baseball season, you don't need a five-man rotation because you have so many off days.
Right.
So you set it up how you want, and you end up going to a four-man rotation in a lot of instances. But they could at some point do the six-man rotation, but there's guys that don't like to be involved with that. So we'll see.
410-583-1057 is the number. Hey, you guys getting paid. You're under contract. If I tell you get in the bullpen, get your ass in that bullpen. If we need you to start later on, you start later on. You know, I mean, enough of this hurting the feelings. You want to be the best team or you want to be the best team? That's your role. If you don't like it, that's fine. But if you don't perform your role, then you're not going to get paid when you leave here.
And I'm sorry, it made me look like a fool talking about Zach Eflin last year because he had a terrible season. But he attributes a lot of that to his back. He said his release point was different, and then now he's going to get back in the mix. Like, I think he can kind of get back to where he was 2 years ago.
I'm confident in it again.
And if that's the case, then you have, again, it's another one of those pitchers like a Dean Kramer type that doesn't overwhelm you where you're going, oh, man, yeah, he's great. But what does he do? He goes out and he posts and he gives you your six innings most days. You'll get a couple of strikeouts here. Sometimes Eflin's efficient and goes deeper into games, and that's what you need. Helps keep your bullpen fresh all year long.
And you talk about having those veteran presences in the clubhouse. He's a guy that's a veteran presence in the clubhouse. He can not only, you know, perform on the field, but he's a guy that's been there, done that, been in pennant races, even here in Baltimore. Remember, he came here in 2024. And he helped his team out down the stretch of the pennant race. Remember that year he had 9 starts with a 2.60 earned run average, 47 strikeouts and 55 and two-thirds, in the third inning, I should say. So he performed well down the stretch. He performed better when he came here than he did in the 19 starts with Tampa.
Yeah. And again, just another guy that's solid. I felt like if he had to be in your rotation as a starter, you'd feel comfortable with him. But I still don't think they're done. I think they're going to make other moves. And again, even after that move, I'm not sure that they're done.
Okay. I think they're going to make more moves too. But if they are done, your thoughts on where they are right now?
They're way better than where they were last year.
Are they good enough?
Yeah, I think they are.
Because you know my thing. Better doesn't always mean good enough.
The biggest question I have coming in with the starting pitching is, can Trevor Rogers repeat or at least do 70% of what he was doing last year? Because right. That was incredible. If you have that in your rotation, along with Kyle Bradish coming back, and you make the additions, I know people are going to look at Shane Boz and go, yeah, he looks okay, his numbers are fine, but you got to look a little deeper, guys. And it's 3 years of control with him. We've talked about Kramer. Mm-hmm. What does he do? You don't pitch him in April, maybe he's fine. Maybe he looks like an ace. I'm talking out of the side of my mouth. But the fact is, like, he's better than people give him credit for. So I think the rotation is solid. It all matters on what the matchups would be should you make it to the postseason. But you also added, I think, almost 70 home runs to your lineup from the right-handed side of the plate.
Jeremy, you know what happened on this day in 1995?
What?
What's this day's date? December the 30th, 1995. You have no idea what happened?
December the 30th, 1995. No.
Antonio was born. Happy birthday, Antonio.
Oh, Antonio.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
What's on your mind, buddy?
Happy Hump Day Eve.
Happy Hump Day Eve. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
Do you think the Ravens will get Derrick Henry 20-plus rushing attempts against the Steelers, and you guys have a wonderful day?
You too. And Antonio, if they don't give him 20-plus rushes, Jeremy and I are going down there to pound somebody.
Yeah,
I'm gonna win or lose, we're going to beat somebody up.
I'm going to give Harbaugh a new play sheet.
They better give him 20-plus carries.
The only way he doesn't get 20-plus carries in this game is if it ends up, things go awry in the first quarter and you find yourself down 17-0 and you're chasing.
Then you know what you should do? Let him catch up, give him 20-plus carries.
Yeah. Yeah, give your defense a rest.
Hey, speaking of which, different sport. Not similarities. I just saw this. Jokic went down, MRI.
Oh, no.
Didn't play in the second half.
I didn't see that.
Knee.
That's no bueno. That guy
didn't play in the second half.
Did you see they said his numbers this year average are high? Like, his scoring average is higher than Jordan's in one of his MVP seasons.
Yeah.
His assists were up there with Stockton's in one of his season, and his rebounds were up there. I forget who they used for that. It wasn't Rodman or somebody. It was another big player. And you're going, I understand what you're doing, taking this, this, and this, but what he's doing in a singular year, I mean, he should probably, this should be his fifth MVP season.
Man.
That's how good he is.
410-583-1057. Let's get this one before we get out of here. Let's go to Elkton and get Rob. What's up, Rob?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Noel, how are you?
Good. I want to do a shovel, but I'd like to make a point about something first. Okay. I've been a professional driver for over 33 years, okay?
Okay.
My Class A, CDL, hazmat, tanker endorsement. I'm guessing maybe one of you guys has a Class B to drive a straight truck, or do you have your regular license?
Regular license.
Yeah, my regular license.
Okay. I want you to understand over those 33-plus years, my experience behind the wheel, I'm not trying to say this to be smart. I'm probably one up as far as a driver, as far as everything I see and what I do.
You're better than us. You see more, yeah.
But I don't want to say I'm better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will.
It's experience and what I can handle. My shovel goes to the people who think Tyler Huntley is a replacement for Lamar Jackson. Okay? That's my point.
Another setup.
Okay? Lamar is a step above him. Not just a step, many steps.
Yes.
I'm not saying Tyler Huntley can't go out there and all this talk about, he's done a good job. Of course he has. You can't take that away from him. He backs up Lamar Jackson. What do you think he's copying? All right? That's my point, and that's my shovel to go to all those people who think Tyler Huntley is at replace.
Thanks a lot, Rob. Appreciate the call, man. 410-583-1057 is a number. Good setup.
I don't know. We could have said it better.
Very good setup. Kim McCusick joins us in studio at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, we're talking some college football. The quarterfinals of this week. Thoughts on the matchup? We'll see tomorrow on the Thursday. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm a fan. Tomorrow, the quarterfinals begin for the college football playoffs. Jeremy, are you pumped up or not?
Yeah. I mean, I think these games have a potential to be very, very good. As I said, we have three games today, but as we start to get into the bigger matchups, what do we only have? One of them?
When?
On Wednesday, Miami, Ohio State, or am I missing another one?
Yeah, I think one.
One, and then the other ones are all on Thursday.
Right.
So,
how do you like that format? Like, such a long wait. I can't remember what coach it was. I agree with him. I think it should be every Saturday. I think the long layoffs are bad.
Yeah. Well, they're just prolonging this. More promotion, yeah. More money to come in, all that stuff. As far as the matchups go, it's interesting. Ohio State, a 7.5-point favorite over Miami. The one thing I do know is that Miami's front's going to be tough to run on. And if you're at all worried about Saiyan coming out and throwing the football, I mean, you got Carnell Tate. Mm-hmm. You've got the best receiver in college football. I don't know that you can go wrong in the passing game there. Maybe 7.5 is a little too much, but this Ohio State defense, like, I've seen Carson Beck. So I go back and forth on this game. This is one where I thought I was going to be on Miami, that they would be getting too many points. But right now, I think the number's probably about right. And if you think that Ohio State's going to win by double digits, then I would go that route and bet them. If you think Miami can keep it close, it's the other way. But as far as the total goes, there's nothing that stands out to me either with this game. I mean, I might look at the under there because of how the defenses could show up. But I think the better games are obviously on Thursday.
What?
Yep.
410-583-1057 is the number. I had no idea how my mic got turned off. Are you trying to tell me something, Joe? Never mind. What's the one game that you're looking forward to more than anything?
Indiana.
Really?
I want to see it. I think Indiana's for real. And it's everything I thought was going to happen here. Indiana's -7, and everybody and their mother, I just checked with my mom, she's taking Bama too. Bama's going to get beat by double digits. This isn't the same Bama team that everyone's used to. And I got news for you. People are trying to poke holes in Indiana. Yeah, well, they only beat this team and that. They beat Oregon in Oregon.
They beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game.
I'm not questioning them anymore. If you've watched what Cignetti's done, Google me. All I do is win. And you could say, oh, what a trash talk. Oh, all he's done is won. And it's correct. I think Indiana handles Bama. I think we see points in the Georgia-Ole Miss game. And I'm probably going to be on Oregon against Texas Tech. I love this Texas Tech team. I just don't like the matchup with Oregon.
I agree with you. I think, you know, that Indiana-Alabama game, I think Indiana wins that game as much as it pains me to say that. But the game I'm looking forward to is Ole Miss-Georgia.
What do you think Ole Miss is going to look like in this spot?
I'm waiting for the Georgia team to show up that you keep saying shows up because I believed you all year.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that makes me question that is maybe the wrong guy's coaching Ole Miss.
Okay. I mean, I'm not arguing with you there.
If Lane Kiffin is coaching that game, I'm confidently all over Ole Miss. But Lane Kiffin not being coaching matters, folks. Let's look at New England Patriots. Coaching matters. Look at the Alabama Crimson Tide.
So last time these teams played, I want to tell you a little nugget game. I found. It was 43-35.
Close game. I saw that game. And I watched the whole game.
Georgia scored 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter to go to victory. One of the things while I was watching that game, and you know, you look at the matchups, I noticed that Stribling, the receiver for, and like he's probably their second or third receiver.
Right.
But Stribling against this Georgia defense, what Georgia gives up, the one thing that Georgia struggled with is big pass plays. They would give them up all the time. Mm-hmm. And the type of routes that Stribling runs is the worst thing for them. And you know what happened? I won a big tournament in DFS by having Stribling on my team. And Chambliss threw him a 75-yard touchdown pass in that game. And I thought he had another big play that added to it. But it was his game. If they can get the passing game going, I think we see a ton of points. And I think Ole Miss is a live dog. I'm not telling you they win this game, but I do think they're a live dog. Yeah, Stribling had 3 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown.
The biggest beatdown of the game, you think it's going to be Alabama. I think the biggest beatdown, Ohio State's going to destroy Miami. I think Ohio State will absolutely destroy Miami. Now, the thing is, just if you do the math, both teams are 8 spots from the better seed. Like, Indiana's 1, Alabama's a 9, it's 8 spots from there. Ohio State's a 2, Miami's a 10, 8 spots from it. So it's equal, it should be about equal in terms of point spread. In fact, what's the point spread for Alabama-Indiana?
7.
And it's 9.5 for Ohio State. I think Ohio State, not even knowing that point spread before I said it, is going to destroy Miami.
Wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that's the one that I feel like I'm having the hardest time with the matchup and the point spread. Like, I saw 7.5 of mine. You're seeing 9.5. I'd say yours is correct because I'm probably looking at something that was a little earlier here. But is it odd to you to see Oregon favored over a team that had the – because, like, everybody's expecting. It's like, are you going to pick all the favorites to win? Well, one of the favorites just played last round. They weren't. Oregon is favored over Texas Tech. Like, that's.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Oh, I don't see anything wrong with it either. But I think the sticker shock for fans are, hold on, this team, they got a bye. They were Oregon could have easily had a bye. Yeah. They just happened to be in one of the 2 best conferences in all of football.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that at all. Number 4 versus number 5, too. That's the closest matchup we have. The other one is 3 versus 6.
Yeah.
Now, you said DraftKings had 9.5, Joe.
Correct.
Yeah.
So 9.5 seems right. I'm on, so just so people know, like I've always used wagerline.com. Their lines sometimes will fluctuate, but it's where I get a lot of like consensus reports, and I think it's old habit. I've always used this since I started handicapping, mm-hmm. and now I'm on it. It's the old covers.com. So sometimes, and this is what I've said, remember when I could have done it today, there was an 11:00 basketball game today where I've handicapped the game from last night because it's on today's sheet. Okay. It's on today's slate, even though it was an 11:00 game. It just didn't finish before the day turned over.
Joe, how cheap do you think it is to get into this game that we're talking about now, tomorrow?
Which one?
Ohio State?
Yeah, tomorrow.
I think you can get tickets as low as $10.
$34.
$34?
Wow. That's actually more somewhere. Expensive than I thought you were going to say. I'm shocked. I thought it would be like 50 or 60 bucks.
No, I saw 10 somewhere. But I bet if they played them on campus, you couldn't get in there that cheap. I bet you.
Now, it's probably more. Isn't Ohio State Stadium is probably bigger than Jerry World, though.
But it would be more of a demand if you played it locally.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there would be more people willing to go to the game. There's right. a lot of people that would say, I ain't buying plane tickets to go to the Cotton Bowl.
Right.
I mean, because that's where they're playing. And by the way, So just so people know, Miami and Ohio State are playing in the Cotton Bowl. Oregon, Texas Tech in the Orange Bowl, which that's in Florida. Rose Bowl for Alabama and Indiana. That's in Pasadena, California. And, of course, Mississippi and Georgia's at the Sugar Bowl. That's Arizona, isn't it? New Orleans.
Let me ask you this real quick before we get out of here. Why does Georgia, the number three seed, get the play closest home?
But, honestly, Ole Miss is closer to...
Where's Ole Miss? Yeah, you're right.
They're closer to New Orleans than Georgia.
You're right.
I think.
Right? No, you're right. Geographically
speaking. But both, look, you know it as well. That's SEC. It's playoff football. Both of those teams are going to travel.
Yeah. And
if that game was in California, both of those teams travel.
Yeah. Alabama have more people at the Rose Bowl than Indiana.
I agree.
You won't be able to tell because they're close to the same color, though. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ken McCusick in studio, 8 o'clock, but on the other side, John Harbaugh said Lamar Jackson will play if healthy. Does that status help you dictate who you think will win this game? If Lamar plays, they win. If he doesn't, they don't. Or maybe you're vice versa. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Well, it's to be determined, you know. I mean, still, he's coming off a very serious injury, he's working at it. Saw him in here today working at it. So I think we'll know a lot more on Wednesday.
Two of my favorite miniature candy bars right here, Jeremy. The Crackle.
Crackle. Oh.
Crackle.
That's just, man, ain't nothing but Nestle Crunch.
And Mr. Goodbar. And has both of them.
Mr. Goodbar. Isn't that just got peanuts in it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you get a chunky? It's got some raisins in it. Thicker. Thick. My dad used to eat Chunkies when I was a kid. Do you know what they are?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't, just because I know it's not. I don't think, is it a household name? You think people know what it is? Because I remember my dad was going, where the hell did you find this thing?
It's the soup, right? It eats like a meal?
No. No, it's a...
I know what you're talking about. It's like a silver pack?
Yeah, and it's like got four big squares or whatever, and then it's got nuts and raisins in it. I'll eat anything with raisins in it.
Dude, I saw rental vans for our Atlanta trip.
Mm-hmm.
For almost like what, $2,000 a month ago. Just went online, got one for less than $500, same amount of days.
That's crazy.
$2,000
for a van?
Mm-hmm. $2,000 for a van, man. Lamar Jackson, should he or should he not, Jeremy? Play? If he's healthy.
If he's healthy, yes. There's no question here.
John Harbaugh treated it like it was a dumb question, and I think he should have.
Because it is. It's a dumb question, guys. If you watch the game last game and go, hey, man, Tyler Huntley, he's won two big games. Who's the guy that has a chance to take you to the Super Bowl? You're not going to the Super Bowl throwing for 100 yards each game. You're not. You have to come out. And what happens if you're down? Do you have enough confidence in him to drive him down the field and make a play?
Tyler Huntley plays, I'm going to get my chair out, my lawn chair. I'm going to put it down, and I'm going to sit on that route.
I can't believe there are people
right on that route
that are actually saying this. That are saying I'd rather have Tyler Huntley in there.
Those are the people that don't want Lamar, Jeremy. I mean, he is the most polarizing. Lamar Jackson may be the most polarizing Baltimore Raven ever. Tell me I'm wrong.
All right. Who else are you going to put in there?
He may be the most polarizing Raven ever. And he's the only one that's won any MVPs. Not just two. He's the only Raven that's ever won a season MVP.
And he won two of them.
And
should have been three.
Should have been three. Yet he's polarizing. Why? And you have a hard time trying to convince me that race doesn't play a factor into that. I'm sorry. There's no way you can tell me that it doesn't. Because he's a guy that doesn't assimilate. He doesn't tap dance. He doesn't change his accent. He doesn't change his hair. He doesn't change his approach. And it kills some of you because you want him to be the smiling Negro. Yes, you do. And it kills you all. It absolutely kills you all that he's not a good boy.
You know, there's something about that Joe Flacco that I just really like.
It absolutely kills people. And it destroys them.
I don't know what it is, but it's just something about Flacco.
He's his own man. He's not getting an agent. You know what? He's going to screw himself if he doesn't get an agent. Hey, he's got a no trade, no franchise tag contract. Boy, he screwed himself.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll say I was wrong on that one because I wanted him to get an agent. Like, just for his sake, not for the sake of, and again, I'm sure they had people read over the dialogue that was written in there of, you know, because you don't want any poison pills, you don't want any BS, and I don't know that the Ravens would do that to him, but I ain't putting it past anybody, because I've signed contracts and had contracts put in front of me that things were changed that we had talked about, saying, uh-uh, we ain't doing that.
We work for the same company.
Oh. So you know that, too.
We got the same agent.
Yeah, but... We ain't going anywhere.
Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Guys, good morning, man. Good morning. Good morning. Listen, two quick questions I want to make. I heard two profound statements this week that I absolutely agree with guys, from guys that I absolutely respect. Drew Brees said Sunday, 75% Lamar Jackson is playing if he was the coach. There's no way you sit Lamar on the bench. It just can't happen. And then the way, and I don't know if you guys heard Marcus Spears yesterday. Oh, my God, the way he defended Lamar. I thought they were family. It was fire. Man, it was fire, and the smoke was coming through the screen. So big shout out to Drew Brees and Marcus Spears. I'm going to the game Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. It's my first road game ever.
You be careful up there, Mike.
Yeah, hey, pray for me, man. I appreciate it. God bless.
Hey, I don't know how safe you are. Ravens win.
Yep. Put that jacket on.
I don't know how safe, man. Hey, wear your Ravens gear, but have a plain coat to put on when you leave the stadium. Don't walk out there.
Yeah, some people might say, "Oh, I ain't scared." It's not about being scared. It's
about being safe,
being smart.
Yeah.
It just takes. I've said this before. I didn't say a single word to anybody. You know, clapped when my team, when I was watching a game down in D.C. And as soon as I left the stadium, I got surrounded by 30 people just running their traps.
Really?
Trying to get me to do something. And I'm like, man, you could have heard a church mouse fart when my team scored. I wasn't
that dude.
Yeah.
Let's go to Towson and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to share how when Lamar came out of the draft, I was definitely wrong on him. I wasn't sure how he was going to play out. Thankfully, I'm wrong. For a while now, I'm thankful that he's a Raven. I wanted to be a Raven for life, and it's insane. You were talking about this stupid question earlier. I think another stupid point I'm sure you guys have covered is should he be traded? Should he, play out his contract? Look at the cap hit, and, Ken can talk to this too. Look at the cap hit and the dead money. It's not happening, number one. But number two, think about all the years before Flacco and Lamar. You think it's bad with Lamar now? Some fans are saying that. I'm not. But think about what it's like to be a Browns fan. Think about what it's like to not have a halfway decent quarterback. Things can change real quick. So let's just be happy with what we have. And, we're one game away from the playoffs, and then all bets are off.
I don't think Ravens understand that, what it's like to be a Browns fan, because you were on Sunday and it ended well for you.
Yeah.
That doesn't normally happen to them.
Can I tell you something? Someone with the Ravens sources said to me, I remember being quarterback poor. I don't want to go back to that. It ain't entertaining trading that, man. Trippy, why you got to call in and talk about Bateman? Nobody's talking about Bateman.
Damn, man, you gave up the stats, though. But look, I'm just being real, right? Because I see Ravens fans. See, I don't like how they did my man Poche in the back in the day. They ain't never get an opportunity, right? Just hear me out. I know Poche was a sixth rounder at Duvernay, right? But they never gave him an opportunity. Listen to these stats. Rashad Bateman, since he's been with Baltimore, 5 years. He played 64 games, 157 receptions, 2,147 yards, 15 touchdowns. 5 years. Listen to this. Watch this. My favorite wide receiver, the best wide receiver I think the Ravens ever drafted in Ravens history. No shot to Torrey Smith, but Torrey Smith was a second rounder. He won the first rounder. Hello? 49 games, they flowers, 233 catches. Hello? 233 catches. 2,990 yards, 12 touchdowns, man. You see what the problem is? Hey, EDC, go out there and go get another wide receiver. Bring D-Hop back. Bring Tez Walker back. My man Tyler Wallace, and let's go cook. And let me say one more thing, right? I know y'all outside. I mean, I know y'all out at the castle listening, right? Feed Derrick Henry. Hey, Todd, hello, this Trippy. Feed Derrick Henry, or we going to have a problem Sunday night, okay? Hey, y'all have a great day.
You too, Trippy.
Let me be real with you.
I don't know.
I'm going to be real with you.
I think Rashad Bateman and Trippy better go get a paternity test for one of Trippy's kids. Because I think there's got to be something questioning something between those two, man.
Burp, burp. Here comes the bus, Trippy. That wasn't me. That's Rob's bus. He just rented it for $500.
I'm just
merp, merp.
It's something personal going on there, man.
You think they're Eskimo brothers?
Hey.
Something.
Hey. If they're not, Trippy keep messing around. Rashad Baby going to make it happen.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. You got to deal with Trippy now, not me.
I'll be getting a text soon. Hey, Unc.
Hey.
Kim McCusick will join us at 8 o'clock. I'm running out of the studio. Harbaugh said Sunday night isn't a referendum on his future or Mike Tomlin's, but do you believe that? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Folks are acting like, hey, whoever loses this game could be fired by their respective franchises, the Steelers with Mike Tomlin, the Ravens with John Harbaugh. I think there's a case for either. I think there's a case for either one of these guys to lose their job even if they win, but I think it's a case for either one of these guys to keep their jobs even if they lose.
Yeah.
Whatever you plan to do, I don't think the results of this game is going to steer you away from whatever you plan to do.
You think either way, the results, you're getting fired or staying there, that the owner's already made up his mind?
They already made up their mind.
I think that's fair. You know, it is kind of weird talking to some of the guys up in Pittsburgh, and we all have a laugh about it, where it's like, hey, do you want to go to the playoffs or do you want your coach to be fired? And there's no guarantee that if you go to the playoffs, you're winning the Super Bowl. And there's no guarantee if you don't that your coach is getting fired. But ultimately, a lot of people see it that way.
If the Ravens win this game, both teams will finish up at 9-8. Nope. That ain't enough to keep your job. If Mike Tomlin wins this game, he'll finish up at 10-7, which looks a lot better than 9-8, but it's not really. We know how this thing ended.
Yeah.
This is what John Harbaugh had to say about this game and what it means for both coaches.
I really just really don't have the space for that. You know, it's just not something that you have the ability to think about. It's not important. It was important. It had an impact and a bearing, you know, then you I think you'd think about it. But you think about it because it's always that way. It's probably all that stuff makes it all kind of interesting and kind of fun and real. It's sports. You know, that's how sports are. And I think that's part of the intrigue of it all. So I feel like really honored to be a part of that. And if I was just being honest with you, I feel really honored to be a part of it. I know there's always pressure. There's always pressure, but I think it was Billie Jean King who said pressure is a privilege, right? Was it Billie Jean King who said that? You know, and that's something that is earned, you know. So, you know, we feel like it's something very worthwhile to be in games like this. And if those are the things that are being talked about along with that, that's okay. You know, that's a privilege, too. So let's get to work and let's go try to play our best game, try to coach our best game.
What John Harbaugh is saying is my pressure is different from your pressure. My pressure is having to perform every year because those are the expectations that I built. Why do you expect me to win? because those are the expectations that I create. Listen, I you know how I feel about Harbaugh. But at the same time, I'm a fair man. The reason why we expect Harbaugh to win is because Harbaugh wins. The reason why we won a Super Bowl is because he's flirted with us so many times. But the pressure of him is not the same pressure that the Jets coach has. It's not the same pressure that the Buccaneers coach has, to be quite honest with you. Their pressure is different. His pressure is finishing the job because he's got you right to the cusp. And when you make a decision, I'm going to play Steve Bisciotti for a second. Do I get rid of the coach who's built these great expectations, knowing that the next coach that comes in closes the deal? Everybody's not Tony Dungy and John Gruden.
Mm-hmm.
Every story doesn't end that way. Some stories end, you look back 4 or 5 years after you got rid of that coach that couldn't finish the deal and think, damn, I missed that coach that couldn't finish the deal.
What?
That's what you got to be careful of.
I mean, the same way you're pointing that out, not every situation ends with trading all your first-round picks for 5 years and going out and getting Matt Stafford and all these players, and it winds up in a Super Bowl. There are many teams that go all in and lose. You can look at the Padres in baseball.
Uh-huh.
Where are they right now? Everybody called them winners at the trade deadline because they're trying. And the same thing applies. I mean, it goes across the board in all sports. I just find it interesting. Like, I don't think Harbaugh's wrong in this sense of where if you look at the coach, they have a different set of circumstances of what they're dealing with on a week-to-week basis. You do have contracts like Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn signs a deal to be the Jets head coach. Things start off okay for him, even though they lost some games. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, it's different here in New York. They trade away their best players, and the other best players are all hurt, and now he doesn't know how to coach, and they're talking about firing him. He doesn't have an opportunity to sit here and say, hey, he was given a fair shake, but that's football. You take the job. Year one, you get fired, and I don't know that he's going to be fired,
right.
But last week they said he was safe, and then after one game, all of a sudden it's like, yeah, I don't know if he's safe anymore. So we'll see how many coaches on Black Monday next week get let go.
And again, I'm not backpedaling on anything I said about John Harbaugh, but I am saying this. There are no guarantees that the next guy is going to take you to where he's taking you. There are no guarantees. You have to be willing, if you make that move, to deal with either or.
Yeah, and I'd say this too, and I think you feel the same way I do. I don't care if people agree with me, and you just brought it up about Harbaugh. Like, we've always said, I don't want to make anything personal with any of these guys.
No, I don't.
The only person I ever wanted to make things personal with was Eric Bedard. That's it. Because he made it personal with me. Like, again, I could sit here and list a ton of great things that he's done.
Right.
I just look at the situation and think the time is right.
That's how I feel, too. I haven't changed my opinion on that. Mark in Baltimore. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning. Couple things. As far as Lamar goes, I believe there's a portion of this fan base, and it's the same portion 8-9 years ago that didn't like the draft pick to begin with.
Yep.
That we're waiting for an article like Mike Preston's to come out. We don't know the ins and outs of everything.
Mark, you're so that's spot on, and that's my opinion as well. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know, this portion of the fan base is acting like he's showing up late every day or falling asleep every day. And, you know, for all we know, that may have happened one time. You know, it's ridiculous to me. You know, as far as Harbaugh goes, you know, I think the time is right for a new voice in that locker room. But at the same time, if our philosophy doesn't change as far as, you know, the offensive line and defensive line trying to get by cheap, nothing's going to change, more so on the defensive line, because I know they've invested in the offensive line somewhat. But when it comes to pass rusher, we do not invest money, you know, like we do in the secondary, in draft pick capital, and like we do in the secondary. And until that changes, we're going to continue to struggle, because like the old cliche goes, you know, the games are won in the trenches. And right now, that's why we're struggling, because we're weak on both sides of the ball.
Mark, thanks a lot, my friend. Matt Wawrick from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com, joins us at 8:30 to talk some Orioles baseball. But on the other side, in studio, from FilmStudyBaltimore.com, Ken McCusick joins us up next on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly.
Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.